I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
In 1955, Archbishop Ritter called upon the faithful of St. Louis to build the only freestanding Catholic pediatric hospital in the country. Thanks to the support of our community, SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center was built brick by brick, dollar by dollar. That was the beginning of Glennon Sunday. Join thousands and donate to show your compassion for sick and injured children this Glennon Sunday, June 7th. Make your gift at Mass or donate online at glennon.org. Glennon Sunday, where faith and healing unite.
This week on Christian Questions, our world overflows with voices and distraction. How do we determine which voice can actually be the voice of Jesus in all this mess? Christian Questions, Sunday morning, 6 to 7 a.m. on the big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
The Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Bill Clubland with you today. It's me, Bill.
Yeah, Bill's sitting right here. Yeah.
No, the song.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney, Wings.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was trying to figure out who the heck it was and what song it was.
That's our Dan. That's our Dan Strauss.
That's me. Hey, our band, the Southside Johnny Band, is playing tonight.
You know, that is one of the things I miss.
The Southside Johnny Band?
About working every Friday, because Dan would always talk about his band.
Right.
It doesn't matter what band it is. He just would talk about a band.
There have been several.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There have been several. We're playing at Binford's.
Ben Franklin's?
Binford's.
Those are still around?
Oh, Binford's.
Binford.
Binford's Bar and Grill on Mid Rivers Mall Drive tonight at 9. But there is Ben Franklin's still around.
Yeah, they used to have that penny candy stuff.
It's a craft store now. Oh. It's kind of like Michael's.
They used to have, you'd go in, you'd go like a plastic, it was completely unsanitary, but you would have, of course, none of us died from it, so it was fine, I'm sure. You had the little plastic container, and then you would pick out any candy that you wanted.
Oh,
did you ever
sure,
go to Binford?
Absolutely.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good times. But then now they're all craft stores.
What are left? There's one in South County that I know of.
Mm. Coming up in a second here, I've got an interview I want to share with you folks. I was in Cincinnati last week, and one of the things, every time I go to one of these cities, there's always like one thing that I absolutely want to see. You know what I'm saying? It's like just one thing that I always, I was going to say demand, but I say, look, this is something I absolutely want in my itinerary, things I want to see. And for Cincinnati, it was the American Sign Museum. And I saw it online. I saw some pictures. I'm like, this looks pretty cool. And it didn't disappoint. And I'm going to share that with you here now. This is, his name was Todd. He's the guy that founded the museum, American Sign Museum. And it was just it's a really interesting place. And if you like bright lights, I talked to Frank last week, or maybe it was even this week, and I know he likes lights the way that I do. And there's just something about when you walk right through the door of this place. It just blows you away. There's some pictures I put online at billontheroad.com if you'd like to see those, and a little video, too, where you can really get a feel for what this place looks like. But so here you go. This is from my travels last week, chatting at the American Sign Museum.
And the sign said, long hair, freaky people. Need not apply. So I tucked my head.
So believe it or not, the one stop that I absolutely insisted I make when I'm in Cincinnati was the American Sign Museum. Went online, tried to do my research about Cincinnati's different things to check out, and this was the first and the one thing I absolutely wanted to see when I was here in Cincinnati. And so I'm so glad that I've had the opportunity to do so. And Todd's taking me on a wonderful tour around the American Sign Museum here in Cincinnati. And I guess my first question would be, well, first of all, how long has the museum been here?
We've been in this site, our present site. We opened June of 2012, so right now just about 3 years. Prior to that, we were in rented space. April of 2005, we opened up in a 4,500-square-foot rented space. It wasn't the best location, certainly wasn't the best landlord, but it got us on the map.
Okay. And then how many signs are here in the building?
Signs on display, probably close to 300 if you count the smaller, what we call point-of-purchase signs. Probably about 300, just short of 300 signs.
And then your entire collection is how many?
Over 600. Okay. Now, not only do we have signs on display here, we have anything related to sign making. Right. We have sign painter kits, tools, equipment. We have a working neon shop, obviously. We have sign sketches, salesman samples. So it's not just signs, which is the mainstay, but anything related to sign making.
As you walk in the door, really right as you walk in the door, it's so aesthetically pleasing. The beautiful lights, you see all this, we just mentioned neon, all the other different types of lighting and different signs. Let me ask you this. What sort of sucked you into the sign world? I mean, what sort of your background and how did you even think to start something like this?
Well, my background is I worked on a magazine called Signs of the Times. It's a trade magazine for the sign industry. Sign companies read it, not something you'd find on a newsstand. I worked on that magazine from the early 70s until I started working on the museum in late 99. But the magazine actually goes back to 1906, and my great-grandfather was the first editor. So it's been our family business for whatever that is, 100-plus years. I had spent a lot of time in sign shops. I am a collector. If you saw my house, you'd say, yes, I'm not a hoarder. I'm just a collector. But and there wasn't a sign museum, so I got the idea of starting one in late 98 and just kind of jumped in January 99, quit working on a magazine. My brother became the editor, and I started collecting signs.
And talk about that process, because as we're walking through the museum, and you folks can see this as well, you have signs from really sort of every generation. And I mean, are you looking on? I mean, now you would maybe eBay would be the first place somebody might look for stuff. But how do you find all of these?
Well, we buy some signs on eBay, not many. More often, I might buy old catalogs. As I didn't mention, we have a library of about 1,000 books and catalogs about signs. A lot of signs we are not-for-profit I get from sign companies. I have a decided advantage over other collectors. They certainly, if they don't know me personally, they certainly know the magazine. And they know if they give me a sign, I'm not going to flip it on eBay or sell it to American Pickers, that I'm going to put it on display. So I get a lot of help from sign companies.
I was going to talk about some of the, I guess you would say, just bigger, massive signs that you have here and that whole process of getting them actually into the museum. What was the biggest sign that you've brought in here?
The heaviest, biggest sign that we have on display is the Speedy McDonald sign from Huntsville, Alabama. It's 1963. That actually weighs almost 2 tons. It's just short of 2 tons. That we acquired and had to bring it up here in 2 sections. It was quite an engineering undertaking to install the sign here. It's a long process, but we probably have about $30,000 into that sign between buying it, getting the sign taken down, getting it shipped up here, installing it here, and then restoring it. It's probably the sign we have the most actual cash or money into.
Yeah. And talk about sort of the neon generation. I mean, you have this period of American history where, businesses, I guess for the most part, businesses are, they love neon. And as you were pointing out earlier, now we think of neon as, strip clubs and, maybe liquor stores or something like that. Has any of that sort of come back? I mean, I know things tend to, it's how it works. People, what was once popular becomes unpopular, and then it becomes popular again. Has neon sort of come back at all?
There was probably what I would call a renaissance or revival of neon in the 70s. Neon kind of went out of favor by the mid-60s, but there was a revival in the mid to late 70s. Architects discovered neon, or maybe rediscovered, which should be the more honest.
Right.
They started outlining their buildings in neon. There's been another resurgence, I guess, with this whole idea of interest in what people call retro. Retro to me is 20s and 30s. Retro to most people is 40s and 50s. Yeah. And that's the heyday of neon.
And in addition to seeing beautiful signs, and it's so much fun just to look around. This really is sort of, I guess you could say, a kind of a history lesson as well, isn't it? As you kind of walk through and see these different signs.
You can. I have been known to say doing a tour of the museum. Obviously, we're talking about the history of signs, but if you step back to the museum and look at it from a broader perspective, what we're really talking about is the history of America as seen through the history of signs. I could take you through the museum from a designer standpoint and talk about design trends, show you how the various design trends have happened in the U.S. I could take you through the museum from a technological standpoint and show you how technology has changed in America through signs. The advent of light bulbs and electricity, turn of the century, the advent of light bulb signs. The advent of plastic after the war, World War II, late 40s, the advent of plastic signs. So there's many ways to look at the museum, but it certainly is, you're absolutely correct, a history lesson.
You said, you just mentioned you give a lot of tours. What are folks sort of surprised by after one of your tours?
Well, one of the things is that people come here and they're expecting to see a bunch of rusty old signs in a barn. Yeah. And we've got this one-hour guided tour, and it's organized into sections as we walk through. The other thing is people come away with, they, even though signs are everywhere, they never think that somebody has to design that, somebody has to make that, fabricate it, somebody has to install that. So they never think that there's a sign industry per se. It's just not something that would occur to them. So I think they come away with a new appreciation for the people that make signs, particularly the sign painters and the neon tube vendors.
Do you have a personal favorite in the museum?
I get asked about my personal favorite, and that probably changes. As we get a new sign, that's my favorite until we get another new sign. I guess maybe right now we have a 1944 Dodge flatbed truck with a crane on it, the crane being used to install signs. So that's really cool to have this old truck. And it actually came from San Bernardino, California, from a sign company, Quell Brothers in San Bernardino. We shipped that here on a flatbed trailer shrink-wrapped, because I didn't want the paint to get harmed in the 2,500 miles.
Right.
Maybe the mail pouch barn is really fun. We just got a sign from the early 30s, actually from Cincinnati, East End Cafe, where if we didn't save the sign, it would be gone. It would have been in the scrap pile. So as we get new stuff, that's my favorite.
That's a fair enough answer. And I will tell you, and you don't have to answer this question, but the first thing I thought of, honest to God, as we're walking, is first when we made the first turn, I thought, holy crap, what must this guy's electric bill be? Because I see all of these lights.
We get asked that a lot. Yeah, our electric bill is about $42,000, $45,000 a year.
Oh, boy.
So, yes, it's a big nut to crack.
And one other thing that I didn't know, and maybe this is dumb of me not to know, but neon. We're touching neon, the neon lights, and not hot at all. I don't know why. I just assumed the light would be hot when I'm touching it.
Well, you would make that assumption because of incandescent light bulbs get hot.
Right.
A neon runs at a lot less amperage than a light bulb. It's just because it's so bright, you would make that association that it's hot, but it doesn't run hot at all.
Yeah. Well, this is so much fun. I am so glad that I had the opportunity to come down here, and Todd was nice enough to give up some gardening on a Saturday afternoon to come down and join me, and I really appreciate that. For folks who want to check out the American Sign Museum the next time they are in Cincinnati, what's a good place for them to check out?
We do have a pretty good website. It's AmericanSignMuseum.org.
Thanks a lot for your time. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. We're honored that you came here with me in Cincinnati.
So I just showed Dan Strauss some pictures of this place, the American Sign Museum in Cincinnati. Dan, what do you think?
That's pretty
neat,
cool.
Huh? Yeah. I'm telling you, it was so, so neat.
And you see some of those signs that you remember as a kid, the motel, the sign with the chasing lights that go around motel, and then that old McDonald's sign. I remember those signs, and that takes you back to being a kid. Howard Johnson's was on there too.
Yeah, it was a really neat place. The other thing, and he mentioned this in the art in the piece, that they also have stuff showing sort of how signs transformed over, you know, the decades, and how in the early days you would have just the way that people would construct signs. I mean, you look at these things now and go, well, you just can't imagine, you know, they did all these things. Now it seems, you know, it's so much easier with all the technology and whatever, but you look at some of the old signs and the way they put them together, really amazing. So that's in Cincinnati, Ohio, in the American Sign Museum, if you want to check that out. One other thing I was going to mention to you guys, I was, by the way, it's Bill in for Frank on this Friday afternoon.
What?
Paul will be back next Friday filling in, I guess. I'm always constantly amazed what the iPhone will do. And maybe you guys have done this before. And it's not something that I guess would need to use on a regular basis.
iPhone?
I have an iPhone, yeah. Thanks for asking. And it's a deal where you can find what planes are flying above you. Have you done this?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Where you say, like, what's above me? What's flying above me?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Yeah. They have websites, too, where you can go to.
But, I mean, I just pressed the button and said, what's flying above me? And it shows you all kinds of stuff.
Like, the planes.
Like,
and
I can say, I think it's, I think I said, like, what Southwest flight is above me or something like that. Let me try it. This is a great radio, I know.
Hmm.
What Southwest flights are flying above me? All right, here we go. Let's find out what's flying right above KTRS right now. Oh, she says she has to think about it.
Oh
no, here we go. Here we go. So right now, right above Westport Plaza, there's a Southwest Airlines flight, 40,000 feet up, right above us, right here, right now. Isn't that crazy?
Where is it going?
I don't know. It doesn't say where it's going.
It
says an American Airlines flight and a Delta Airlines flight. But I don't know how close.
40,000.
It says 40,000 feet up. One's at 40,000 feet, one's at 34,000 feet, and you got another plane, a little small plane, that says here at 9,000 feet. I don't know. I guess that would be helpful if something falls from a plane? I don't know why you would need to use any point in your life, but it's there, and it's still kind of cool to go, hey, how about that? Look at that. I can see there's a plane.
I pulled into Westport. Speaking of flying objects and flying things, I pulled into Westport today, and the geese are, there's geese all over the place around here. And I've seen them stop the traffic on Page because these goofy geese are just walking across Page or they're walking and they're all over out here on Westport Plaza Drive and stuff. And I pull in the parking lot and I don't know, there's probably six or seven of them, and three or four of them decide they're jumping off of the curb and just walking right in front of my car. I slam my brakes on.
That's ballsy.
I slammed my brakes on and just barely missed them. And the one starts going nuts and starts flapping its wings and everything at me. But I would have taken probably two, maybe three of them out.
I think they know.
Maybe they wanted to.
They know you don't like birds. Or...
Yeah. Maybe they were on like a suicide mission. Maybe that's what they wanted, and you ruined it.
Oh, I think they just think that they own the road.
Yeah, they're pretty. They're pretty obnoxious.
Yeah, they are.
All right, we'll take a break. Mike Evans will be with us today.
That's right.
I love and it's a Friday, the Aloha Friday deal. I haven't got to hear that in quite some time. So we'll have that and so much more, ladies and gentlemen. So much more.
So much more?
In just there a few is. Moments.
You're going to have the Cleveland challenge. Knuckleheads in the news.
Yeah, it's all on the way. Stand by for that. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to look at traffic right now. We've had a little bit of rain here and there all over the place. It's probably affecting some traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, it is. We've got southbound 270 past Highway 44. They've cleared that one near Graboy. They've cleared that. We do have a two-vehicle collision now westbound 44 before Highway 270. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is backed all the way up to about Elm. We're looking at westbound 44, also slowing 270 out through 141. Southbound 270 is pretty much stop and go all the way from Olive down through Graboy. We have eastbound 40 getting better downtown. You're slowing now from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge, but southbound 170 jamming up from Olive to Highway 40. On eastbound 40 out in West County, things are heavy from Clarkson up through 270. Eastbound 270, we're slowing from Missouri Bottom around the bend to New Florissant. And on northbound 270, things are a little bit slow from Dorset up through Highway 70. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway. Perfectly made from Hass avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in and see how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Wednesday, June 3rd at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Las Vegas 51s on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
What if you could virtually eliminate all of your home's power bills while still enjoying more amenities than your current house?
No electric, no gas, almost entirely off the grid.
At Oasis Construction, they've done it, and you need to see it for yourself.
Introducing one of the region's most amazing home construction breakthroughs.
The Oasis Construction state-of-the-art high-performance home.
Visit the open house Saturday, May 30th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
Featuring all the latest bells and whistles.
Like solar and wind power.
Sustainable exterior, interior, and landscaping.
Insulated foundation.
Maximum energy efficiency appliances and HVAC system.
High performance attic and lifetime roofing.
Home navigation, smart technology, and the list goes on and on.
Witness the future of home building.
The Oasis Construction Performance Home Open House.
Saturday, May 30th from 10 until 6 at 8729 Lower Marine Road in St. Jacob, Illinois.
For more, go to OasisHomesUSA.com or search Oasis Construction on Facebook.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. This is the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of 20 to 40% off new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need to make you go, ah, on the patio. And at 20 to 40% off, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? What are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hi, this is Jeremy North of 360 IRA, and here's a minute for your money. Social Security is a topic often discussed but rarely understood. Why is there so much confusion? Well, for one, there are over 2,700 rules. Secondly, the Social Security Administration does not provide you with strategies to maximize your benefits. Even if you know your Social Security filing strategy, that is only half the battle. There's a whole other area many advisors and retirement professionals overlook, and that's the taxability of your benefits. To understand how crucial this is, I suggest you Google the tax torpedo. Then join us while we provide easy-to-understand Social Security strategies that can maximize your benefits and minimize your taxes. These sessions will be held at St. Charles County Libraries the week of June 22nd. There is no cost, and attendees will be offered a personalized Social Security maximization report. Space will be limited, so sign up now on our website at 360IRA.com or call 844-4-360-IRA. That's 844-436-0472.
Rip City is the place to take family or friends to watch a Cards game. Rip City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rip City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rip City.
What do a 32 Ford and a 69 Camaro have in common? They're classic cars. And headquartered in St. Louis is your one-stop shop for classic car restoration, service, and sales. Classic Car Studio. Classic Car Studio builds high-end classic cars, sells fully restored show-quality classics, and they're proud to announce a brand new paint and body shop. Classic Car Studio is owned and operated by knowledgeable and dedicated enthusiasts who take great pride in their product and their work. Visit the Classic Car Studio showroom at 1002 Hanley Industrial Court. For more, go to classiccarstudio.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team. Now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
The year was 1915. Babe Ruth hit his first home run. Henry Keel was the mayor of St. Louis, and Bluff's Jewelers opened its door for the first time. Join the celebration and be greeted by Kirby and Elliot June 4th, 5th, and 6th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for the 100th anniversary birthday bash. Located on Olive, just west of Mason in the Schnucks Plaza, there's going to be 100 chances to win gifts valued from $100 to $2,000. There's free gift bags for every customer. Eat, drink, and share birthday cake at Bluff's Jewelers, the small personal jeweler with the big heart. BluffsJewelers.com.
Win your share of sizzling prizes during the Grills and Thrills giveaway. Take home a new grill, cash, or free slot play Fridays in May and Saturday, May 30th at Hollywood Casino.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Well, as you can imagine, any Friday afternoon I get to come in here is always a treat because Mike Evans is on, and, of course, because it's Aloha Friday. What a tradition. Mike is brought to you by the good folks at Any Guns and the Smokehouse Market. He is every day here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Any Guns proudly presents the one, the only. Here he is, Mike Evans, everyone. What's happening, homie?
What are you doing there, JK? You'll be in.
You know it. You know, we got all kinds of time now. How you doing? How's life?
Yeah, just fine, homie.
Good.
Take care of my being.
Being.
It is a beautiful day in SoCal, homie.
Yeah.
How's it in sweet St. Louis?
A little rainy.
Yeah. Is it actually raining outside now?
No, I don't think anymore.
It's a little hit and miss. You know how that goes.
It depends on what area you're in.
Pleasant, though. 70 degrees. We'll take it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
What about hockey tonight, homie?
Hockey tonight.
Like the Rangers.
I hope Tampa takes it. Ben Bishop's
Tampon Bay. Who likes that crap?
Ben Bishop is from St. Louis.
So?
Well, I want him to win.
Who cares?
I want him to win.
I would have liked him to still be on the Blues.
Yeah. I would, too.
He left the Blues. He said, to hell with you. So why do you support
him? No.
Oh,
he did not leave the Blues and say, to hell with you. Hey, the Blues kind of gave up on him.
I don't think you need to be mean to.
No.
Hockey season ended for me, 3 weeks ago.
Well, it's the big hockey game tomorrow when my Ducks quack on.
I am rooting for Anaheim all the way because Patrick Maroon, who is plays for the Ducks and is having a great series against Chicago, is an Oakville graduate, Oakville High School, where my daughter cheered for hockey at Oakville.
Sweet. Well, we'll be pulling for the same team there, homie.
Yes, we will.
Pop quiz question. While most celebrities are automatically released from jury duty when they get their summons, name the name of the star who got a summons but was not released, almost served on a murder trial. Steve Buscemi. Steve Carell. Kevin Bacon. Jake Gyllenhaal. Answer in a minute. Movie review. Aloha. Is a romantic comedy that I got to tell you is not that romantic or that funny. However,
and there's always a however in life.
I love Bill Murray. I love Bradley Cooper. I love Rachel McAdams, and I love Emma Stone. And the backdrop, a lot of Hawaii scenery. So I recommend it. It's not bad. PG-13, 100 minutes, 2.5 stars.
Rachel McAdams is, like, for me, like the hottest babe ever. I love Rachel
McAdams.
She's
gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
Then you got, of course, San Andreas. So that's going to be the big movie this weekend.
Yeah.
Odds and ends, don't much care for Kaley Cuoco's new look. Now, I like Kaley Cuoco. I think she's a hot pocket. But radical pink haircut she has, to match her pink eyeshadow, pink eyebrows, pink eyelashes. She looks like one of those little kitties, those, you know, kitty.
Hello, kitty.
Huh?
Something fun for the
Hello
summer,
kitty?
Though, right?
Yeah.
Just for the summer, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Media in Europe has been ripping Kylie Jenner, really, for posing semi-nude. She's only 17. Kylie's response is, wait till I'm 18. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh,
she probably already has a sex tape in the drawers.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In her drawers?
Well, probably the star who has quietly had the most work done. Did we never talk about it? Jennifer Lopez.
Really?
Wow.
What has she had done?
A lot.
Whatever she's had done, though, it's a good job.
Yeah, she
looks
great.
It's not...
TV News, Knock Knock Live is Ryan Seacrest's new reality show that will air on Fox Television July 21st. Ryan Seacrest is in the studio, but he has members of his staff out of people's homes all over the country knocking on their doors and asking the questions live on TV. If they get the questions right, they're an instant winner. Knock Knock, Ryan Seacrest's new reality show. Date in history, May 29th, 1987, Michael Jackson offers $1 million to buy the remains of John Merrick, the Elephant Man, and wants to hang the Elephant Man's remains in his front room.
I remember that.
Which reminds me of, I wish Frank was there today.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Well, only because this is one of Frank's favorite quotes, and he loves it so much. But doing this Michael Jackson story and the Elephant Man reminds me of the Nokia Theater at his memorial when Al Sharpton took the microphone, looked at his children, and said, quote, "Don't let anybody tell you your daddy was strange. Nothing strange about your daddy."
Nothing strange about your daddy, yes. That was it.
Yeah, just think back about that Elephant Man. You got that right there straight away. What do you think? Almost did a murder. Was on a trial of a murder case. Steve Buscemi, Steve Carell, Kevin Bacon, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, man. I'm thinking it's between Carell or Bacon. I'll go Carell.
I'll say Steve Buscemi.
I will also say Steve Carell.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
I wish Frank were there.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, that was a little dead.
That kind of hurt you then, didn't it?
Right to the core, man.
I thought you and Homer were tight.
Yeah. Gave him a nice,
very, not anymore.
A very warm introduction and said I was happy to be here on a Friday when he was here doing, and I wish Frank were here.
Man.
Unreal.
That hurt you.
Find out who your friends are, you know what I'm saying?
Burn.
That's Mike Evans.
That's what that is.
That's a burn.
Mike Evans brought to you by Any Guns and the Smokehouse Markets. He mentioned that Ryan, let me tell you something, if Ryan Seacrest knocked on my front door, okay, not opening the door for Ryan Seacrest.
He's not. He's going to be back in the studio.
Oh, apparently. He's in the studio. Somebody else is knocking.
Somebody else is knocking.
He can't
on the
even
door.
Knock on his own doors for his own show. I cannot stand Ryan Seacrest.
Why is
part
that?
Of it is jealousy? Oh, let's just be honest. I am incredibly jealous. Ryan Seacrest, you're like the luckiest guy.
Yes.
You know who really hates Ryan Seacrest is that
Brian Dunkelman.
Brian Dunkelman. Yeah.
That's like a trivia question for people. Yes. Who was the other host
in the first year?
The first year of American Idol.
And then they
figured out, oh wait, we don't actually need two hosts for this little show.
Oh, did he quit? Did he quit? Or
well,
did he...
I'm sure they picked one over the other, and he got the boot. That would be my guess. Maybe he did quit. I don't know.
I think he quit because he said he didn't think Idol was going to go anywhere.
Oh well, that could. But then you know, well, he's an idiot then.
Yeah.
Wow. Ryan Seacrest. And then he's got the He's got the countdown show. He stole that from Rick Dees, I think. And then he did the
Dick Clark.
He
morning.
All Dick Clark
top 40.
Oh, Dick Clark was his hero, though.
Yeah, but who likes Ryan Seacrest? I mean, do you ever hear anybody go, "Man, that Ryan Seacrest"?
No.
But yet he's everywhere. How does he get all of these jobs? And he can't ever sleep. He's on something. He's that Ryan Seacrest. He's on something. Because he's those 20. He does. He's like, he's all over the place.
I know.
Well, yeah, and a lot of those reality shows he's producing, I don't know how many of those he, because all those ones on E or whatever, I think he does the Kardashian show. Is that what he, did Mike
does
mention
he really?
That? I think he's a producer of that, yeah.
He must be loaded, though. He's got to be.
Oh, I think so. I think he is.
Wow. All right. Once again, though, the moral of the story is I'm jealous. I'll just tell you.
Right.
Jealous.
Yeah,
so. Jealous of Ryan Seacrest. All right. I need to mention Laclede Cab. I did not do I know a lot of people all over town are going, boy, you know what? There wasn't a Bill Cleveland segment today, so I want to mention Laclede Cab.
Oh, yeah.
The official AM and the PM.
My email's
cab.
Blowing up.
Is that right? Well,
yeah.
What are you talking about? You don't answer any of your emails.
Blowing up to 30,000 inbox now.
Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. And appreciate them.
Cleveland Smack there.
I heard that.
Yeah. Wow, I forgot about the Cleveland Smack. The other thing I need to stop, and it's really, really tough for me, is
radio.
When I say, yeah, that for sure. I say a lot, and I need to stop it.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
I hear myself when I'm speaking and I do these interviews and when I'm out there, and when I'm transitioning from one question to another, because I think it was instilled in me a long time ago that you can't have any sort of dead air. Dead air meaning nobody's saying anything. And I for whatever reason, instead of just taking a pause, and it's horrible. I hate it.
Are you going through
a
change?
A change.
Yeah, I stopped.
Oh,
like menopause, you mean? Like
yeah, maybe.
No,
menopause.
I don't think we do that. All right. Is that it? Do we have to
I think guys go through a little bit of a change. Guys get that
I wouldn't know. You were much older than me.
Yeah, you're
and
the
I.
only one in that age group. What are you trying to tell us
here? Even I think the two of us combined, you're older than us.
I hate both of you guys. I hate both of you youngsters.
Are you 50? You're 50.
Yes.
Yeah? You don't feel 50, do you?
No, I don't, actually. I do not feel 50.
No, he's a lot older than 50.
Not a lot. Well,
who cares? If you don't feel 50, it doesn't matter.
What are you closer to, Dan? 60 or 50?
Shut up. Closer
really?
To 55.
Oh, so you're... Oh, wow.
He's already passed the...
Oh, wow.
Passed
wow.
The
sorry,
nickel.
I was trying to help you out here.
Double nickel
I know,
was
thanks,
your
Bill.
Last one,
if
right?
you're over 55, you're oh, then life's
I'm
me,
one past
it.
Double nickel.
Forget it. Who cares? You don't feel old and it doesn't really matter.
I don't.
Just
I don't feel old. Except when I play
You don't
hockey.
Act old, that's for sure.
I play hockey. My knees feel old and my back feels old sometimes.
Mm. Well...
I just did the Cleveland Smack.
It's catching on.
It is.
Catching on.
All the cool kids are doing
spreading
it.
Spreading across the country. That's it. I think we got to go.
Yes.
Hope you folks have a wonderful weekend. I just did it there.
We're at Binford's pub tonight, the Southside Johnny Band. So if you're not doing anything and feel a hankering, come on out.
All right. See you all later. Have a good weekend.
Meet me.
And we are going to check traffic and get our final check with... our man, who never does the Cleveland Smack and never says, Tim Weiland.
You really are old.
Oh, wait a minute.
Ancient.
Wait, I think now Tim becomes the oldest on this program.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Okay. I'll be 58, about a month and a half?
He just did the too.
Yeah.
You don't feel 58, though.
No, you know what? I'm like Dan. You know, after playing baseball all the years I did and stuff.
Yeah.
My knees feel it. My back feels it. But, no, I don't.
Yeah,
I still feel like I'm about 23.
Yeah, I know.
23?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I act like I'm 16, but, you know.
I don't feel like I'm 37. It's more like 47. So.
Yeah, you're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, really, you are. You're going the wrong way.
Bill's 75.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Bill was 75 when he was 25.
Yeah.
No, not, we were just funning with you, Bill.
By the way, Tim, get the hell off my lawn.
Okay. You want me to do traffic here?
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we need to get out of here. Oh, we've got a new accident. It's on northbound 55 right at the Poplar Street Bridge, and that has things backed up on Highway 44. Southbound 270 still running stop and go from Page down to about Doherty Ferry, and then it's just off the pace from that point through Gravoy, where they cleared that earlier accident. Westbound 44, you're heavy from Big Bend out through Highway 270. Eastbound 70, a bit slow between 270 and Lindbergh. Same thing on westbound 70 from about Air Flight out through St. Charles Rock Road. Eastbound 270 is heavy Lindbergh through 170. And approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is running pretty well now on eastbound 40. Although eastbound 40, I guess baseball traffic come in, you're slow Timberlake Manor through 270 and then from McKnight to Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. Fall in love with the new guacamole at Subway, perfectly made from Hass avocados with just a hint of jalapeno. Come in and see how it turns up the flavor to all your favorite sandwiches. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard. Beautiful sunrises. Floodwaters in your street. Incredible sunsets. Scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Altair Travel and Cruises. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the news, and there was a story about somebody who booked a trip through one of those discount travel places online through Google, and they followed them along the trip, and they showed just how awful it really is. So I am advising you that if you're planning a trip, whether it's corporate travel, business travel, group travel, family travel, let the experts handle it. Because now, more than ever, you need a travel agency you can trust. That's where Altair Travel Cruises comes in. 30-plus years in the business, whether it's going down to the Caribbean, whether it's to Europe, whether it's across the country for business, whatever it is, Altair Travel and Cruises. You're going to save money, time, and aggravation. 314-968-9600, altairtravel.com, or next to O.B. Clark's on Brentwood Boulevard. Altair Travel and Cruises, 314-968-9600, or altairtravel.com.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Spring is here, and in St. Louis, that means spring remodeling and spring storms. Compton Roofing has been serving the St. Louis area for over 60 years and is glad to help with storm damage as well as any repairs and replacement needs you may have. Give them a call. The professionals at Compton Roofing are locally owned and family operated. Call them for a free estimate at 314-427-5912 or visit them at ComptonRoofing.com. That's Compton Roofing, 314-427-5912.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-580-7340. That's 800-580-7340.
There's a reason why so many celebrities use Proactive. Their faces are their money. And it's time for you to get it because Proactive has set up a special 800 number. For just $19.95, you'll get Proactive and a rotating deep cleansing brush. A $45 value, yours free. For only $19.95, you're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or your money back. Here's the number, 1-800-644-5944. Call now for a lifetime of beautiful skin. 1-800-644-5944.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No!
So, want to join our rewards program?
No!
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby!
how about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah. In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
This is robbing me of my joy.
New developments in the Homer G. Phillips baby mystery. What now unsealed adoption records reveal and why that news is upsetting to the mother whose reunion with the daughter she thought was dead started it all.
A St. Charles couple sentenced for keeping their child with autism in a cage. What the judge ordered and why they're likely to spend far less time behind bars.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory, is the word that one Chesterfield 8th grade student is spelling today after becoming co-champ in the National Spelling Bee. Hear why his principal said the student was confident he would take home the title.
But first at 6, forgeries and lies. That's what a lawyer says. A newly